AN4SHF, monitoring.
AN4SHL, I believe it is. KB4CPA, name here is David.
Hey David, name here is Dallas, Kilo November 4, Sierra Hotel Foxtrot. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good. Just got through playing a little tennis and headed to the house. I'm about wore out. I played tennis this morning. Came home and put out some mulch between the rain. We'd get a little drizzle and then go in and it'd stop. We'd go back out and start drizzling again. It was kind of funny. And then I came and played a clinic tonight. So I'm headed to the house.
Give your arms a rest after all that today. Yeah, it's still, it's drizzling a little bit, probably a little bit more than a drizzle on 85. I'm 85 south right now, headed into Greenville from Hickory. So I'm coming down to visit a friend, so just kind of passing through.
Be safe on 85. It's a crazy road. I tell you, a lot of accidents in the Greenville area just because of the congestion, and people get frustrated and this and the other. Of course, the rush hour traffic should be, you know, pretty much over. Anyway, I'm sitting right on top of Beacon Hill, Pelham Road, and I think it's called Edwards Road here. Headed toward Taylor's.
What's that elevation out there?
See, I'm going to look that up because they say that it's the highest point in the city of Greenville. That's what I've always been told. So I'm going to have to check that out. But I believe that if you're, you know, because you've got a pretty good bird's eye view every direction, and nice view of the airport, the runways, and all that.
Sounds like a pretty prime location. I know off the GPS and stuff off my radio here, I'm cruising about 850 ASL right here on 85. So I've got a repeater site. It's actually down. It's in an area called Vale over in about rural part of North Carolina over about probably 20 minutes west of Hickory. And it's about 1,200 ASL. The range is exceptional because it's kind of right on the side of the mountain, kind of right in a big foothill, and you've got good overlook over the city of Hickory and then a little surrounding cities. You can really get out and go all over the place, and it's 70 centimeter.
When you can get on the side of the mountain like that and you don't have and you're not facing another mountain up there, I know we used to have a place up in Maggie Valley my parents owned that, you know, we'd vacation, and it was awful because you had a beautiful view of the sunset, but you also had a mountain right in, you know, we were up on one mountain, and then you had the valley and a mountain facing you, so it was really wasn't a good spot to set up for, especially for repeater use. I imagine it'd probably be decent on HF, but you know, for line of sight, it was not a good location.
We were real lucky to be able to find that area. Never would have thought that the elevation was what it was until me and a buddy of mine went up there and looked down on our radio and saw that we were, you know, about 1,100 ASL, and I was like, that's awesome. we should put a repeater here. And there was already a tripod on top of the building, so we just swapped out antennas and put ransom coax down to a, we switched it out. I can't remember which repeater we have up there now. We had two, we switched it out, and we got a Yaesu, the FT2DR, the system fusion repeater, and we got a 100-watt amplifier on it as well. So its receive range is increased dramatically, and then the transmission range is just as good. And of course, you know, you've got the system fusion digital. We're debating on putting a wireless Xbox on it, but haven't gotten to that point yet.
So it's on 440. What's the frequency?
444-200. Standard offset. PL is 100. But it's currently down right now. They had to redo the roof, so we're kind of reconfiguring our setup for mounting the antenna. So hopefully it'll be up here in a couple weeks. So if you ever run that way, definitely shout out on it. Kind of key it and see if it's up. I don't know if he's changed it on a repeater book. It's a me and another guy. We're both co-owners and or maintainers, I should say. And I don't know if he's put on a repeater book if it's currently out of commission right now. But he'll probably put something up, publish something, saying when it's back in operation.
I'm talking on a dual bander here, and while you were talking, I was dialing up 440. But I have 444, 225, and 250, but I don't have 200, so I'll have to put that in here. I've got a software for this, so it's real easy to do. And then I can just add it to the software and then plug the radio in, and boom, it's there. So I'll do that. And you said 100 offset.
Yeah, it's a PL of 100, standard offset for the 440.
There's several 440 repeaters around here, and I never hear anybody on them. I say never, rarely hear anybody on them, and they're good repeaters. I mean, they got some good coverage, but I started to get a cross band radio, and I just changed my mind. I decided I was just happy with this setup here, and but anyway, and my HF antenna's been down. I have a Carolina Wyndham, and I got a friend of mine in the hobby. He's gonna help me. He's got a launcher. He's gonna help me put it back up Thursday. So hope to get back on HF. I've been off since July.
I haven't messed with HF yet. I don't have my general yet. I was just talking to another guy before I left North Carolina, talking about going to study up and getting my general. But right now I'm running on a Yaesu FTM-400. And of course it's got the crossband repeat. And I kind of realized, I was like, now I need to take this one out, but I don't want to rip everything out of my car, or get another crossband radio, because I live in an apartment complex, so it's really hard for me to be, you know, walking around and get out to the repeater, especially if I can't throw an antenna up. So I was like, well, I'll just throw an antenna out, put it on crossband repeat, and then, you know, 5 watts into my radio, and then, you know, 20 watts, you know, 50 watts out to, 20 watts out to the repeater, and might be able to get in that way.
Kirk, that's, I got a friend of mine that's in M, and he does that. He, he's got a crossband 2 meter 440, and, so he'll talk on his, AC in the house, and you know, so then he can easily hit the repeater by using his crossband that's in his truck. So he's got that set up, and he tried to talk me into it. I don't know. I guess I've got a 2 meter in the house, so that I can talk on, and antenna on the roof. Even though I'm in a HOA, it's a J-pole, so they really don't pay much attention to it. You can't see it from the road, so I don't think anybody's ever seen it. Well, I'm pulling in the driveway here, so I'm gonna bail out here on you, and be good to talk with you. And again, be careful out there driving around. 73's enjoy the key, so I'll clear out here after your final KB4CBA.
Yeah, man, it was great talking to you. Real quick before you go, can you give me your call phonetically? I couldn't quite get it the first time. I want to punch it into QRZ here.
It's Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. And a lot of people get it wrong because it's, you know, anyway. But I probably got your call wrong, too. So it's harder to hear in mobile with this loud Mustang and I don't hear as well as I used to anyway, and that didn't help either. But anyway, KB4CBA.
November 4, Sierra Hotel Foxtrot. Good to hear from you. Again, my name is Dallas, and maybe I'll catch you again one day. 73.